Hello everyone, welcome to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Haast here with more principles and distinctions that help leaders move from stress and overwhelm to experience power, freedom and impact. 2001, I was sitting in a conference room with an HR manager at the big IT company I used to work for called Capgemini. I'd started my own business and I was speaking to an HR manager who was dealing with severe stress and workload. She had to actually fire 40 people in a couple of departments while she was doing her full-time job. She shared something with me that I caught on to myself and that I've been teaching tens of thousands of people through my trainings and the teams that I've trained about managing the inflow of emails. Well, this was 20 plus years ago, right? And now it's emails are getting less and less of importance. Now we have the Teams channels and the Slack channels and the WhatsApps and it's other ways that information is streaming in. But still, this one thing she did that I loved has helped so many people. I just wanted to share this with you today. She said, you know what I do? I stopped all the subfolders anywhere. I have a system that really works for me, she said. I create one folder that I call archive in my email. I get one folder called archive. Yeah, I can do that. Then she said, I made a rule. Yeah, I knew how to make rules with emails. And she said, I made a rule that says for every mail that I get into my inbox, make a copy to the archive folder. And I kind of went, so you mean you basically duplicate everything that comes into your inbox into a separate archive folder? And she goes, yeah. And then most people I share this with go like, but that means you get twice the amount of mails and you get duplicates everywhere and it doesn't make sense. Here some people stop listening and they think, oh, that can never work and blah, 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 blah. For years, I had fights and battles in course room about this system working. No, you build two large PST folders. This will never work. You just do stuff. And I said, hey, guys, come on. Let me explain. Now you have one archive and one archive only. And whatever is in your inbox, you now can delete because you don't risk losing anything. Anything you delete from your inbox, you still have in that one archive folder, right? And some people said, so I'm more freed up to delete stuff, you mean? Because I know I'll find it again. Exactly. But how do you find stuff in your archive folder? Well, use the search function. 15, 20 years ago, that search function wasn't that great, but it was still enough. Nowadays, you put in one word, two words, three words, and I promise you, every mail you ever want to find will pop up. The search function in Outlook finds included files and even data inside files nowadays. So what happens is, when you come to your inbox and you have a bunch of mails, you open the mail, and if you can respond to it directly, you just respond and done with it. If you can delete it, you delete it. You find another one you can respond to, you respond. Anything that takes less than a minute or two, you just deal with it immediately. Whatever you can delete, delete. Whatever you need to archive, you don't need to create subfolders and drag and drop and all this stuff. You simply delete it because it's in your archive already. And the only thing you need to be mindful of is the things that takes more than a couple of minutes to deal with. You need to either schedule time for those things or park them in an action folder separately. With this simple system, make an archive folder, make a rule to copy all incoming mail into that archive folder. You get bold with dealing with your inbox and you'll keep an empty inbox most days of your week. Most recent customers, he had 27,000 emails in his inbox when we started. Really successful guy, managing 60 management consultants all over the country. But he was clogged down and constantly feeling behind with his email. We took 40 minutes, we emptied his inbox, we set up this system. After 40 minutes, he had three mails left in his inbox that he wanted to keep and deal with the same day. I spoke to him 4 to 6 weeks later, a month or so, and I asked him, how are you doing with your mail? He said, well, honestly, it's not empty in the inbox every day, but you know, 3-4 times per week, I'm back to zero again, and I feel in control. I know I have seen every incoming mail and made a conscious choice, and it feels so much better. Of course, there are stuff in my action folders that I haven't gotten to yet, but it's a complete different feeling to see your inbox being empty many times per week, and you know that you've seen everything that's come in. And that's exactly the point. This is a simple tip. If it's useful for you, great. If this wasn't useful, then never mind. You find your way and your systems that helps you maintain peace of mind. But think of this. New simple solutions sometimes are tricky for our minds to get. And we start protesting and we go, this will never work. Or no, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for us. It's very few people over the years who tried this and said, no, that's not for me. Almost every single person that tried the simple system goes, this works at least much better than the system I used to work with. So stay open, be curious, and stay a learner. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in another episode.